This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2641, 8 Ways to Create More Time in Your Life by Mia of SheDreamsAllDay.com. And I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, the guy that reads blogs to you every day of the year, including weekends and holidays. And we're going to get right to our next post as we optimize your life. 8 Ways to Create More Time in Your Daily Life by Mia of SheDreamsAllDay.com. Time is on everybody's lips. We are in constant demand for time and we just can't seem to get enough of it. Yet the matter of the fact is that we all get 24 hours in a day. That's it, dreamer. No more, no less. So how do certain people do it? How do the Beyoncés and productivity wizards of the world seem to get it all done while the rest of us struggle to even find 10 minutes to spare for our dreams? The answer to the question will hopefully be uncovered in this blog post about how to create more time in your life. We'll take a deep dive into ways to create more time in your life for your goals, dreams, and the things that light you up. 8 simple ways to create more time in your life. Number 1, prioritize your passion. First things first, you need to prioritize and unravel the one thing that sparks joy in you and what you really want to pursue. You need a goal and a dream you can chase. It's going to be really hard to create more time in your life if you don't have anything to revolve your life and time around. Once you have your passion and dream in place, you can start prioritizing. If you're clear about your path, you'll get there much faster and spend your time with more intention. Clarity creates more time. Number 2, make quick decisions. You got to make those quick decisions, dreamer. Wondering and pondering wastes so much time. The more time you spend saying you don't know something, the more time completely hits the fan. In order to create more time in your life, you need to improve your decision-making skills. Don't worry, this is something you can practice to get really good at. This is how you make a quick decision when you're presented with different options. Number 1, weigh the pros and cons. Number 2, set a deadline for deciding. Number 3, make the decision. Number 4, don't second guess or question your decision. And number 5, don't look back and own your decision. From now on, erase the phrase, I don't know, from your vocabulary and start making quick decisions to save time. Number 3, spend money to create more time. There is no getting around that spending money frees up time. If spending money is possible for you, do it. Spending money will speed up any task and create so much more time for you to spend your energy elsewhere on what matters most to you. For example, hire a virtual assistant to help out with tasks you don't enjoy doing. Get a personal assistant, a life coach, a personal shopper. Hire someone to clean the house and take care of your garden. Pay a babysitter to watch the kids so you can get it on with your goals. Remember that cheesy saying, time is money, friends? It's true. Number 4, wake up earlier. Wake up earlier to create more time in your life. You knew this one was coming, right? Heck, I've written an entire ebook on the magic of a good morning routine. You know how much I love and admire an early rise, and so should you. Waking up earlier is one of the best ways you can create more time in your life. Start by waking up 30 minutes earlier and notice what a good morning routine can do for your productivity. Get your MIT, most important task, out of the way first thing. You will feel so much more productive and it will give you momentum so you can sail through the rest of your day. Imagine getting more things done before 9 a.m. than most people do all day. Amazing. I challenge you to set your alarm to at least 15 minutes earlier tomorrow morning so you can start to reap the benefits of waking up early and getting a head start on both your day and your dreams. Number 5, work your mindset. If you think you have no time, you'll have no time. That's just the way the world works. Your mindset plays a huge role when it comes to your productivity and how you spend your time. It's literally impossible to manage your time well without getting your mindset game right. If you carry a negative mindset or limiting beliefs into your day, you will not spend your time wisely and you will not have the results you want. Make sure you have on the right mindset when greeting a day. Number 6, turn recurring tasks into habits. I love habits. Habits can make your life so much easier, and if implemented correctly, habits will also help you save so much time. Turn your recurring tasks and routines into habits. Pair them with habits you already do on autopilot. For example, brushing your teeth right after implementing a new journaling habit. When you make your tasks and routines habitual, they become second nature to you. You'll do them without blinking and thinking. This will make you more suited to manage your time better. Number 7, plan your way to more time. Planning ahead creates more time, space, and energy in your life. I highly recommend you take some time and plan your day during your evening routine. Put the results you expect to get in a given time frame on your calendar. Honor these results no matter what. If you do this, you'll produce so much more in less time, and you will not wander aimlessly. Make it a habit to always plan your way to more time. Always honor your plans. Show up for yourself on a consistent basis. If you show up, you are less likely to wander off, take breaks, and procrastinate. And you'll have more time because you're laser focused on the results you want in your life. And number 8, add constraints to your life. Add constraints and rules to your life to limit decision-making and create more time. You'll have more clarity, be more focused, increase your productivity, and more importantly, you'll have more time on your hands. Some examples of constraints you can have in your life: only wear neutrals, only work towards one goal at a time, only eat certain foods like no meat, dairy, or sugar, only spend money on necessities, only watch Netflix before or after a certain time during the day, only check your phone and email during a certain time of the day, only focus on one thing in your business at a time, only learn from one teacher at a time, and only take one online course at a time. Before you go, as you probably know, there is no real way of creating more time, but these are time management hacks that will definitely free up more time, making it feel like you magically receive the gift of more time. Take a look at your life and see where you need to uplevel your time management skills and implement some of the tips in this article to create more time in your life. We only get 24 hours in a day. Make the most out of it by making the decision of how you'll spend your time. This is how you create more time. You just listened to the post titled 8 Ways to Create More Time in Your Life by Mia of SheDreamsAllDay.com. Thank you to Mia. Another list type post. So again, like yesterday, try not to feel overwhelmed and instead you can pick maybe just one or two things to work on or think through that resonated with you. Personally, I find adding constraints to my life more difficult because I have the personality type where if I break a rule, then it's basically done forever. So might as well get rid of it. And in life, rules get broken. It's bound to happen. So for me, it feels a bit too rigid. Something I'm working on, but at least I'm aware enough to know that something like that probably wouldn't work best for me. But on the other hand, I do like trying to turn recurring tasks into habits by pairing them up with something that's already built into my day and is an established habit already. So for example, before I shower, I do some kind of physical activity, and that could be stretching, walking, or more of a formal workout. And by pairing it up, it's harder for me to forget to do it, and it's what I think of when the idea of a shower starts to pop into my head. But as usual, what works for one might not work for another and vice versa. So try what resonates with you. Thank you for being here. I'm very grateful that you're here learning along with me. Have a great rest of your day and don't go anywhere because I have a bonus episode for you coming right up. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.